ever feel like the smaller the device, the less it matters, energy-wise.
Yeah, gotta make sense, right? Out of sight, out of mind.
Totally. But we're tackling that head-on today with box PCs.
The unsung heroes of the tech world.
Exactly. Tucked away, powering everything, kiosks, servers, you name it. But we've got this article, What's Up? The Box PC Power Consumption Conundrum. Catchy, right?
Definitely grabs your attention.
And it dives deep into this misconception about them being energy sippers.
It's like, we assume they're efficient because they're compact.
Right. Small package, small power needs. But the article calls it a disconnect, like almost a hidden truth about our tech. Because even when you think they're off,
sleep mode, tucked away in a corner,
they can still be drawing power. Like my media server, always on, you know? Got me thinking. What else is silently eating electricity?
Oh, tons of stuff. Routers are notorious. Always on, like you said.
Makes sense. They're the traffic controllers of the internet.
And anything streaming. Sticks, those little boxes, even external hard drives constantly plugged in.
It all adds up.
Big time. And the article gives this wild example. A box PC running a demanding media server, like yours, could be using as much power as a desktop.
No way. Seriously. So this isn't just about saving a few bucks on the electric bill then?
Nope. We're talking environment. Big time. Think of how many of these devices are out there constantly drawing power.
Multiply that by, what, millions?
At least. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, it's a financial hit too.
Double whammy. Okay, so we've established these things might be using more juice than we think. But what's the deal with the software impact? That threw me off.
The curveball, right? The article talked about SSDs versus regular hard drives.
Yeah, they mentioned that.
And how choosing an SSD can actually make a difference in power consumption. Because SSDs, they've got no moving parts. Less energy to operate.
Huh. Never would have thought of that. So it's not just the device itself, but what's running on it.
Precisely. And this whole box PC thing.
Yeah.
How software choices, little things, can impact energy use. It kind of speaks to a bigger problem.
What?
We're surrounded by tech that's getting more and more power hungry. More e-waste, more strain on the grid.
Not sustainable.
Exactly.
So what can people listening do about it? This feels kind of overwhelming. Where do you even begin?
Start small. Be more aware of your device settings. Can you tweak those sleep modes to be more aggressive?
Oh, right. Like actually have it sleep instead of just pretending.
Exactly. Any energy saving options you've been ignoring. Even just choosing energy efficient models when you upgrade. Small changes add up.
Good advice. This deep dive almost feels like it opened up more questions than it answered, though.
That's the thing, right? We just scratched the surface of this whole power consumption puzzle.
But hey, at least we're thinking about it now.
Awareness is the first step. And hopefully that leads to more conscious choices about our tech.
Couldn't agree more. All right, listeners, that's it for this deep dive. But don't stop thinking about this. Keep those energy-saving ideas flowing.